Today is Monday, September 7th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I waited until kinda late to record this one, so Gary will probably be saying, "Where's your show?" or something like that on Twitter, but yeah, I just, today was kind of a lazy day laying around the house, and I have another podcast to record. I have But First here in about half an hour, and so I just decided to go ahead and record Geeky Gay right before that. So I come up to the studio, record one, edit it, post it, and then record the other one. And yeah, so my apologies to my devoted fans. Several people on Twitter let me know that no show posted for Friday. Interestingly, I recorded the episode. I believe I even recorded it early on Friday because I had taken Friday off work, and I did end up working like half a day, but then I didn't work for the afternoon. And I was doing basically in the afternoon, I just did some financial stuff, some research. I didn't really end up selling anything. I've been talking to everyone on all of my podcasts about stocks and like all these vested RSUs that I've got from my company, and should I sell them? And it seems like the consensus is I should sell them, but it's like, when should I sell them? Because it was like the highest it's ever been on like Tuesday of last week. Well, I haven't sold it. It was at 147. It went down to 143. So it lost a few percentage points. And anyway, so I haven't sold it yet, but I'm waiting till in the morning, and I'm going to see what the Walmart stock does first thing in the morning when the stock market opens up. I actually have to get up early tomorrow and start working early because I was supposed to prepare a presentation that I was going to be going over with the manager of my product. He's not my manager, but he's the manager over the product that I own. And I was supposed to be going over that with him on Tuesday morning around 10 a.m. And I haven't done anything. I am a big procrastinator. I watched an entire TED Talk, and I can't remember the guy's name, but there was an entire TED Talk that I watched on procrastination. And he was talking about how he would always procrastinate his entire life. Like when he had papers due at school, he would wait until like the night before. Or he said even his dissertation. Now this, he made a joke about this, so I don't know if it's true or not, but he said his dissertation he ended up writing over the course of like, it was a 90-page dissertation, and it was like, he did it in like 3 days or something, and he was supposed to have like 6 months to do it. And I so like commiserate with that because I will procrastinate no matter what. That's just the way I am. I mean, even look, recording this podcast today, I could have done it, you know, this morning, but instead I did it, you know, 30 minutes before another podcast that I have to record. So anyway, I have to get up early to get some of that work done so that when I have the meeting, you know, he doesn't think that, you know, I did nothing. I had a whole week to do it and I didn't do it at all last week. And then, you know, I'm doing it. And I knew that's what was going to happen. I knew that it was going to happen. I meant to work on it Friday morning the whole time that I wasn't taking off work. And then as soon as I logged in, a bunch of people started messaging me with all of these problems that they were having. And so I spent the entire morning, you know, dealing with people's issues and stuff. So I didn't get it done. And then I was like, you know what? I took Friday off. I'm going to take the afternoon off. No matter, you know, I deserve it. I need to take the day off anyway, or I need to take the time off because I'm going to have too many PTO days and I need to start taking them or else I'm going to lose some next year, you know, because I have so many because of COVID and Mark and I aren't traveling, so I'm not taking any vacation days. So I took the rest of the afternoon off. And then, you know, today, Monday is a holiday, so I wasn't going to work today. And over the weekend, I didn't want to work as well because it's the weekend. So yeah, I have to get up early tomorrow. All right. So the weekend and the holiday, I did not really do much on Saturday. Saturday is Dubious Intent Day. No, it's not. I don't record Dubious Intent anymore. I may have said that twice already on this show. I get so confused. Downtown. Isn't that what you say, fatty? Now I'm talking to the listeners directly, but Mix Minus, my show with Daniel Brewer, I had that, and we also had, no, that was it. We just had Mix Minus. And then we recorded our Lower Decks recap, so we always do that on Saturday evenings. And then Saturday, Mark and I have been watching this Canadian show that I already mentioned, so I won't bring that up again, but we finished watching that on Saturday. Kind of hung around the house. We picked bar stools because mom has been saying, you know, she really needed us to pick bar stools. So we spent a lot of time going through Wayfair.com or AllModern.com, which is actually apparently owned by Wayfair or owned by the same. It must be owned by Wayfair would be my guess, but they're the same company or they're sister companies at the very least, because now when you look at something on All Modern and you click on it, it will take you to Wayfair or something like that. I can't remember. Or there were some items in the Wayfair app that when I click on them, they take you to the All Modern website. I don't remember which is which, but I know there was some back and forth crossover. So he and I looked and he had one couple of bar stools that he really liked. And I had one particular design that I really liked, and we kind of settled in the middle. So I don't know if either one of us are going to be 100% happy with these, but what we do is we create a spreadsheet. This is how we make decisions a lot of times. We'll create a spreadsheet, like even when we're trying to decide where we're going to travel, like when we went on the Disney cruise a couple of years ago. Or maybe that was last year. I don't know. Time is just like melding together. But anyway, when we went on the Disney cruise, we created a spreadsheet of all the cruise options that we had that fit into our budget and our timeline and kind of the locale that we wanted to go. And then we listed like the pros and cons of each one. Like, I don't know, where they were going, what kind of ship it was, yada, yada, yada. And then he and I did a blind scoring where each of us went through and scored it. And then we did an average of our two scores and we sorted by the average and we picked the one that was the top average score. This is how we make decisions. So this is how we made the decision on the bar stool. So we'll see if it, because he didn't really love the one that I loved and I didn't really love the one or two that he loved. So it ended up not being either of our first choice, but it was like our second or third choice. I don't know. I mean, they're nice, though. I mean, they're bar stools. I mean, what are you going to... They're bar stools. We'll live with them regardless. So we ordered those, and then, you know, I did a little bit of show prep, and then I had Mix Minus in the evening. And then yesterday was cram-packed full. We decided we were going to do a day trip, and to a local hiking trail that has a waterfall and some stuff like that. And it was a really short hike. We took masks and everything with us, and it was really busy. We ended up not wearing our masks a whole lot because it is outside. And so, you know, we were far enough away from people most of the time, you know, within 6 feet or more, probably 10 or 12 feet, that we didn't feel like we had to wear them. But it was a very short hike. It probably took us longer to drive there. It took about a half an hour to drive to the park that had the hike than it did for us to hike to the waterfall. But we hiked to the waterfall. There was at least one cutie guy who was shirtless who was like in the waterfall, like letting the waterfall, like, you know, spray on him. Let the waterfall cascade down his abs or whatever. So, I mean, we took some photos, and then we just kind of walked around a little bit and then left. And then on our way back home, we stopped, and he wanted to look for a pot, a planter, and we stopped at a place for that. And then we went to the grocery store. We went to Walmart and bought a whole bunch of groceries and came home. And then I mowed the yard, and my timing was not good because I didn't realize how much earlier the sun is setting now that we're in September. And so it got dark about 30 minutes before I finished mowing, but I kept mowing because I didn't want to mow today. I wanted to, and I was mowing like in pitch black dark. We did turn the back lights on, but yeah, but anyway, and then we had dinner, and that's about it yesterday. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.